He could be late. He could be on time. He's supposed to call at 6.
Okay. Okay, everybody be quiet.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Ilona Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio, Accent On is here and brings to the studio really unusual guests. Mostly, I love them. Mostly, I'm picking them up because I just like music. I like just people that I'm having in here in the studio and have a right to interview. That's so, so much fun for me to have this power of having my own show and just bring people that I enjoy to our listeners. Thank you for listening. Today is one of those shows that I am not even sure how does this happen. I was like thinking 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Sorry, I was in Vegas, but I was still thinking. And I called to my friend. She was in the studio with me before, and soon we'll be talking to her. And I'm like, God, you wrote me this email, and I want so much this show to happen this Monday. I had no idea why. I'm a little mystical. I am saying like this big mystery because really it happened so fast, and everything was just, okay, let's do it. Everything's fine. And we have this show today. Why I'm saying something like that? Next week, we have this beautiful, beautiful holiday. Yes. And our guests are very related to this holiday. Let's start first and foremost from my beautiful guest. Hello, Cristelli. You were here on Accent On a few months ago.
I was, and I loved it, and I love you.
I know, we are friends, but we like seeing each other every 8 months. And it seems like we live very close to each other. We both are artists and singers, and we have very, very busy life. But still, you think time for coffee? What do you think?
I think we need to do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
Even better, a glass of wine.
Oh, yes, not red for me. I like only white wine.
Okay.
And, you know, Cristelli, your full name, could you tell us?
Cristelli McPherson Abreu.
Oh, that's a beautiful, beautiful, unusual way. And I know that your life is also like open book, very unusual written book. And you can say that you lived many lives and you wore many hats. Today, we'll be talking very important one because it's very family oriented, very important. And just very American story. Mm-hmm. And I have my American citizenship and I'm proud to be an American, proud to be Polish person also. Like I said, I won a festival that was for Army and my song won a really big award. And I had the pleasure to tour in time of Solidarity War. Maybe that was sad, but still I was singing for our Polish Army. It was a beautiful time of my life.
Right.
Then today is the very, very special day. Cristelli.
Yes.
Welcome back to you and singing and your story. You need to introduce your brother.
I
wish we have cameras and I know everybody will go to Accent On and will see the pictures because I cannot even describe how handsome this gentleman is.
I think he is too.
And he's your brother. His name is Scott. But you need to start explaining us why you are so proud of your brother.
Well, let me see. Besides being the most amazing brother on the planet, and besides the fact that he's one of my very best friends in the whole world, but my brother is the drummer for the Air National Guard Band of the West Coast.
Wow, this sounds so serious. Because in a way is serious. This is a group of wonderful, wonderful people who for years, how many years? Okay, time to maybe we'll give
Please
Scott
do.
A little
talk to,
voice.
Talk to him.
Scott, hi.
Hello there. Oh, I thought I'd just be here quiet.
No.
I know. I'm a drummer. I'm always quiet in the background.
Yeah, right. And we have a Scott talking to us. Scott, you are representing the amazing, amazing band. Yes, you are very proud because for how many years you already are playing?
I'm on year 35.
35 years you are drumming.
I've drummed longer than that, but I've been in the Air National Guard for 20
years. I want to hear the story. Everybody need to understand how does this happen. I know that, of course, Krista Lee, you sing when your brother plays.
Correct.
And we have one more person that I wish would be with us, but for whatever reason, very important reason, we couldn't have your wife, Scott, with us. Her name is Erin.
That's correct.
And I know you must missing her horribly so much. Where is she right now?
She is now in Afghanistan.
I don't know. We need to hug her and kiss her and wish her the best. And every person who is with her there.
Full crew there. They're all doing their jobs.
This is her second time?
Second deployment, yes.
Then I want to come back. Krista Lee is singing. Erin is also a singer. And she is your wife.
Yes, we met in the Air National Guard.
And Scott is playing for almost 30 years, you know, and they all three are on the stage sometimes, or two or three,
whatever.
This is like just amazing. It's a family story. And you mentioned even your daddy had something to do.
Yes.
Explain that. Let's start from the daddy. You know what is his name?
He's the reason I'm here, Chris McPherson. He's served 43 years in the Air National Guard. Got a waiver when he was, 17? And joined and was an audiovisual branch chief there, ran the photo lab, TV studio. And he was approached by the superintendent of the time, Roger Wallace, and he said, Chris, I understand your son plays drums and we need a drummer.
And you were then 17 years old, you mentioned?
I was 18.
18, okay.
So he said, came home and said, hey, Scott, why don't you come in? They want you to audition. Is it anything you'd be interested in? And I kind of, not really. But I'll go see
18 years old.
I'll go see what it's about anyway. That's not something that I really had in mind. And I went and saw the group and auditioned, and they accepted me. And I enlisted that day and then went back to the photo lab, and my dad said, so what do you think? I said, I joined.
What do you mean you joined?
Yeah, he said, what the hell did you do that for?
And 34 years later, you're still enjoying playing and touring. Yeah, you need to explain us, because I know we love to watch, you know, this type of bands playing beautiful songs. We are so proud. We know mostly. We think that it's like real army songs, the heavy march. But no, this band plays every style of music, yes?
Yes. There are 36 members, and one of the jokes I always say is I'm over 50 and I'm still in marching band.
That's so cute.
So we have the ceremonial band that does parades and change of commands. There's the concert band. There's a jazz band. There's two rock bands, a Latin group and a regular rock group. There's two brass quintets, a sax quartet.
Wow.
So we have 36 members that just do what needs to be done. It's a little different than the active duty side where if you're in the concert band, you're in the concert band. It just doesn't work that way with us.
And you say you are rehearsing like once a week or twice a month?
No, 1 week in a month we get together. It's either for a rehearsal or a performance.
And then 2 weeks?
2 weeks out of the summer.
Touring.
It doesn't really have to be 2 weeks in a row, but that's usually the standard. And we'll tour somewhere in our AOR, and we're responsible for the 8 states west of the Rockies.
I just cannot wait because, you know, this is a really pretty serious tour because it's not only America. You know, this band was touring outside of America also, yes?
Yes.
And we'll be talking about that in a moment, but I need to play something. You said that you were in a march, and you are in a march band for like 30-something years. Now let's play something. Okay, and then Eagle?
Eagle Squadron.
Okay. Thank you.
We love it. I'm not proud.
What a powerful sound. I just love it. I really do. And again, that, you know, way how everybody looks in a picture is so amazingly strong. And just music is full of sounds that makes us also powerful inside. And faces are smiling. I cannot stop smiling. I just love it, you know. And yeah, in a way, when you hear marching band, you just need to smile. It's just no way. It's just, we all are so proud of the sound. Then tell me, I was mentioning, and I have my own notes, of course. I try to be well prepared. And everybody knows Ilona, English is not the perfect. Then I will try to read a little bit. Then they said the band is composed of citizen airmen, that's who we say, whose civilian occupations range from professional musicians and music educators to computer programmers, accountants, engineers, law enforcement officers, and all of these people, how many you said, around 20-something?
36.
36. Are they staying for 30-something years together, or they come and go?
Some come and go. Most of them really enjoy what they do, so a lot of them have
this must be big family.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh, and you all are, like, close, because obviously we all are from Westlake Village, you know? You are also
Thousand
there.
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks. Everybody's close, or some travel far?
Actually, since the consolidation of the bands, I have my commander comes from the Midwest. I have somebody who comes from Arizona. I've
once a month rehearse.
Once a month rehearse.
I just love it.
So it's quite interesting.
Dedication, devotion.
When you watch how they're devoted to it and the careers that they do on the outside, I have prison guards. I have somebody that's a Border Patrol agent. You know, so it's quite interesting. He's a clarinet player too, so he doesn't let them know that though, because
we didn't say anything.
I said he could torture people with his
plane. Yeah, but imagine 30-something great gentlemen, mostly are gentlemen, or ladies are too.
Yes, we have females in the group, and we range from right now. I think the youngest is 20, all the way up to we have to leave when we're 60. So our
That's cool.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
So our
good for you.
Our band manager, Chief Master Sergeant Jürgen Schwarz, will be has been in the band for over 20 some years, and he wants to stay, but he's going to have to retire because he's right there.
That's great. Did you ever think to bring DJ to the sound? You know, it's one only genre that is missing is the club music. I think there will be very unusual sound. I'm not even joking, because now you have even your country music mixed with club music. It's just so crazy. Then, you know, who knows what type of, you know, sound will come out of this when we put together in club music. Hey, I am all about electronica and club. I know we can.
That would be interesting.
I could be the first one who can make this happen, because everybody knows
that's
Ilona,
right?
And DJs, that's all what Ilona does.
Yes.
Then we know a lot of amazing producers, you know, from this genre of music. Then you mentioned also traveling. Traveling is something that everybody loves it. And having, again, 30-something people liking each other and being for many, many years together, loving the same lifestyle and just gathering once a month. And now you're going to places. Where did you travel with this band?
I've actually been all over the world. Been to Australia. That was quite an interesting trip. Far away. Been to the Dominican Republic a few times. Canada. We've done Peru, we've done Guyana.
Hmm.
So it's just wherever the mission's needed. And we go to support pretty much what's called Comrail. And we're out there in the civilian populace to show them what Americans are about. You know, some of them think you're going to go. I would say Peru is one where they were not trusting of Americans. Well, music kind of bridges that.
Absolutely.
Right? Everybody understands music. The language didn't make a difference. And actually, what was really strange is we took a Dixieland band down to Peru.
It cannot be more energetic and happy upbeat.
They loved it. And a lot of walls came down because we were there. They had an air show that they have every once in a while. And you were in the upper class, you were allowed to go to this air show. And lower class was not allowed on this air show at all.
Oh, no.
And because we were there, they opened the gates.
Youch!
So it we can change things. We do a lot of work for embassies. It's just an honor for me to be able to put the uniform on, represent the U.S.
and you look
US Air Force.
So beautiful. I cannot even imagine. The color of your shirt is like, it's just beautiful, bluish, purple. What is this color?
It's blue.
Okay.
Well, it's the lighting.
It's beautiful. Now, and I love everything what you have attached. I just need to ask you, explain what is on your chest, because you have so many medals. Please, can you tell me?
Well, they're for different things.
Yes.
Commendation, Meritorious Service Medals. A lot of them are for when I went to Afghanistan and Iraq. We'll talk about that later. A lot of them are just longevity things. So you get quite a few when you stick around.
Congratulations. Come, we love you. We love all your family. And Crystalia, I will come back to you because I cannot wait to listen to your songs. But honestly, it's all about your brother.
Oh, I love
and
it. It's
Erin.
About him.
About
I so
time.
Love it.
Yeah.
I
know. Oh, yes.
It's about time.
And, you know,
I couldn't be more proud.
And we have a representative from the Air National Guard Band of West Coast. And obvious for 30-something years, the music is part of your life, big part of your life. Whole family is so involved, you know. It's just how many times I could have guests like that in my studio. Almost never, but I get lucky. Lucky. Again, Erin, you are not here. I know that you will be back in October. I know you are a great singer. I hope next week I will be playing one of your songs. And I also will post a beautiful picture of you with microphone. Everybody can just add the one more person to the family. Although I posted both of your pictures. We have you and your wife on Accent on my Facebook page. Then please, everybody who wants to know my guest closer, please go there. Okay, we were talking about that you brought a Disneyland, sorry, style of music. Can you repeat?
What styles of music?
Yes. No. You were in Peru?
In Peru, Dixie.
Yes, okay. And I know that I have another style of music, one of the song, and I think it's the Eagle. Yes.
No, the other one.
Or the Quiet. Place. Number two is
and
My Quiet Place.
That's more big band,
and
right?
Big band styles in the 1940s, and it's just, I think, what can get us closer. We all love 1940s. We all love music from these years. We love the movies. We love the clothing, beautiful hairstyles, and we for sure, mostly when we think New Year or just beautiful event, family event, we are going to 40s. We are going to this style of music. Then could you, and of course you played on all three of songs that we are playing. You are playing drums.
Well, actually, I'm not playing drums on this one.
Not this one.
This is Chad Mitchell's playing the drum. He's an excellent drummer. He's actually a working drummer in L.A. He's also a member of the
unit. That's beautiful. We can say hi to him also.
Hi, Chad. We love you.
We did did a concert with composer, which is Ralph Carmichael.
Okay.
I played on the concert, and Chad played on the recording.
And Ralph Carmichael, by the way, I hope you don't mind me stepping in. Ralph Carmichael is an icon in the Christian music industry. Amazing composer, amazing conductor. And at one of your concerts, he came up and conducted you guys. Is that
correct?
Correct.
And yeah. He's from L.A.?
I don't know if he is from L.A. or not.
He lives in Camarillo.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
Is he directly from here, Scotty?
I'm not sure where he's from.
Okay, but he's an amazing man. Amazing.
Okay, then we'll be listening again to A Quiet Place. Something that I want to put some long, dress and have a beautiful hair. I chopped it. Now it's short. But I can imagine myself having long hair, beautiful long dress, and no man next to me, but probably one day I will find it, another one. Okay, let's dance. amazing sound of Big Band.
I love it. Don't you just love Big Band?
I don't get it. You know, just, I know, I like electronica. I like everything. Like you say, you also have configuration that is more rock in this band. You have every style of music. But this is something so, I don't want a word, sexy. But it is really.
And classic.
Very classic and just beautiful, elegant, bigger than life, elegant, mm-hmm. elegant, elegant. And you just really want to dress up. And, you know, you cannot like, go in the jeans, you know. When Big Band plays, you need to be special event. And
so you
just
have to look
missing
like Veronica
that.
Lake or Rita Hayworth.
Yeah. God, bring Big Band sound to the radio, people. Okay. And add little DJ
Scotty,
on the
you could be Clark Gable. Okay.
Yes, you Clark Gable. Yes,
you
can.
You could be him. I think you could.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. you know, yes, and family. And I know, Scott, you have two beautiful children.
Yes.
And you can
Elizabeth,
name them.
Elizabeth and Adam.
Yes.
So Elizabeth is working for a private cooking school, and they have classes where they bring people in to teach. My son Adam is also in the Air National Guard. He's an aeromedical evacuation technician, and he's already done a deployment to the Middle East, and he's getting ready to do another deployment in February.
Oh, Daddy.
Aww. It's the only way I could get him out of the house.
I know, that's a sense of humor. This is one what really need to keep all of us thinking about that this way.
He really enjoys what he does, and he's good at what he does. So.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we are proud of your family. And Crystalia, I'm so thankful that you could make this happen today for all of us.
It's such a pleasure.
And again, you know, listening to this beautiful music and just really sounding good. Where you are recording? Where band is recording? What type of studio? Are you booking some big one? Or
no, actually, the recording, the last one you heard, was actually recorded up at the band facility for the Air Force Academy band.
Oh, that's cool.
It was in Colorado. And I'm not sure where the other one was recorded. I can't remember. I was there, but...
It's 30-something piece band, you know. It's just miking everybody right away. You really need to do a good job. And the recordings are pretty good.
A lot of great musicians. And what's great about it is you can play from your heart, I think, more in this group because you're not playing because that's how you have to make your living. Mm-hmm. You're there because you want to be... And
it's a beautiful commitment.
It's just, for me, this is what fulfills my heart. Now, I don't have to be out there doing nightclubs or studio work and playing things that I don't want to just so I could put food on the table. This is a way that I get to really enjoy what I'm doing.
That's beautiful. Crystalie?
Yes.
Your life and your family is unusual. You know, your past, and obvious when you go to your website, and I was posting your also makeup website
because you are. Did you check that out?
Of course, you know. I am a woman, and that's all what
that's
I snoop around.
Stuff.
You know, but yes, it's so many things. We are talking cooking. We are talking, you know, music. We are talking engineering. We are talking working with children. We are talking now you, who is a singer, songwriter, and also makeup artist.
Makeup artist, yes.
This also helps a lot. You know, you go on a stage looking great.
It does help.
Your pictures are pretty, pretty good. But honestly, we are here all about music today.
Yes,
and I know we'll be playing one, maybe the not newest one, but you gave me the MP3 for the reason.
I gave you this particular. Are you going to play it now? Is that
I
what
would
you're
love it.
Do?
I would love it.
The reason I chose this song is because my brother plays on it. And I figured, well, we're going to be doing this together, and it is about my wonderful brother, and I love that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I chose that song, because Scotty played on this in the studio.
Okay, and we have a title, The Best Things You've Ever Done.
The Best Thing You've Ever Done, yes.
Let's listen to an amazing voice of Crystalie.
What do you want to call it? It's very torchy.
Yes, a big, big vocal. Yeah. And I would love you to little... You are so shy in a cute way today. I know we are all for brother. But I would like people a little bit know about you. Before I push the button play, could you give me a tiny little rewind your life and give us little pointers, which they are pretty big ones.
Music-wise is what you're asking about. Some of the things I've done. Well, let me see. I've recorded for a couple of Disney films, title songs. Those are both a huge joy for me. I've opened for people like Lou Rawls, Joan Rivers, Who am I? I can't even think right now all of a sudden. Gosh, I've worked with so many wonderful people. Opened for Barry Manilow.
Oh, yes.
That's a big one.
Oops.
I have worked on a show called Stage, which is to raise money to fight AIDS. And I've worked with people like Shirley Jones and Maureen McGovern and Sean Cassidy, Patrick Cassidy. I mean, it's just it's amazing. It's been very
exciting.
When
did you start singing?
I started singing at the age of three.
And your mommy had something to do with that?
Well, my mother was a tremendous, tremendous singer. Tremendous. And
beautiful, too.
She was gorgeous. We miss her so much. But she always encouraged and was always very, very much a part of everything I did, whether it was in every musical I ever did. I played the lead in many musicals, from The Wizard of Oz to Oklahoma to The Roaring Twenties, one called The Boyfriend, and many more. My mother choreographed everything. Mom was the assistant choreographer to Birch Holstrom from the original Mickey Mouse Club
show.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Which is really cool. Really, really fun.
Is it time for writing some book?
Oh, I know,
Crystal,
you know, I know, I need
you
to.
Got so many chapters that you can fill with
we
many.
We both have a lot of stuff. And then on my dad's side, yes, which is really cool, you know, our cousin is Mary Martin, that originally did Peter Pan and The Sound of Music, and her son, Larry Hagman.
Family.
Larry Hagman from Dallas, cousin from the show Dallas. And so there's just a lot of history all the way around, and I think I told you about our very on my mom's side, our famous family circus called the Flying Escalantes, which were our grandparents. Yeah.
I don't know. Cannot be more interesting. What else?
I know.
Yeah, I know what else. Before we'll push button and we'll listen to the song. You have two gorgeous daughters?
I have two beautiful twin daughters.
And we have them also. Their faces on my Facebook.
I know. And you know, I have to tell you, Katrina got married last year. Angel's getting married in July. And my Katrina is expecting our first little one. So I get to be a grandma. Yay.
When?
Expecting September 25th.
That's really close.
And
that's
my
really
girls both have beautiful voices. They've sung background on a lot of my stuff, along with my sister-in-law, Erin. She's sang on a couple
things.
We'll
be listening to some songs next week, even one.
Yeah.
Please send me.
And then I've taught a lot of children as well. I was a chorus teacher for Valley View Elementary School for 8 years.
Yes,
and I did that. For absolutely no pay. I did it because I wanted those kids to have music when my girls were in school, and I just kept having me come back. And
we were talking
joy
about this 8 months or 9 months ago, whenever
biggest
we were
joy
talking to why, you know, it's just really everybody's cutting money on a music education.
It's
and
terrible.
We were talking also before the show with Scott that it was like 11 bands.
Yes, there used to be 11 Air National Guard bands.
And now we have five.
And now we have five.
Just you have the best one. Yeah, probably
well,
the best
yes,
one.
I can
well,
say
of
we
course
do. Yes, that's
yeah.
Great yeah, and it's been great because we've gained some members from one of the bands that was cut.
Joined.
And we got their commander, Captain Vu Nguyen. He's a great guy, and he's a great musician. So
your band is the best.
Yes.
There's just no question about it. Okay, let's listen to your gorgeous big torch voice.
Okay
Crystal.
Yay, all right.
The best things you've ever done. goes, oh, everybody's very good drumming, very good, great heartbeat. I was like focusing on your drums. Very good. Congratulations. Oh, I'm jealous. That's, I really am. Honestly, beautiful voice, but you know, we knew this. We played a few songs before, and this is another one, and your voice is getting better and better and
bigger and bigger, and torture.
Oh.
I think she means torture, not torture. I'm not trying to torture anyone.
You know, I can torture my soul.
I grew up with you.
Hey.
Yeah, I want the long notes like yours, Ilona. And I try and doesn't come out.
You know, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
There is nothing I love more, seriously, than being in the studio and having my brother there and being on stage and having my brother there. It just, I just love him so much that there's just nothing like it. Yeah. And we need, you know, he's so busy with so many other things, and I'm busy with other things, and we don't do it enough.
I know.
And I did get a chance a couple of times to sing with the Air Guard Band, which I loved. It was so cool singing with them.
Bigger than life sounds.
It's amazing. Yeah. But
it's not enough. I understand that.
It's been cool because, you know, with some of the shows I've done and some of the guests I've had, it's been really fun for my brother as well, because we've had like Linda Hopkins, who is amazing, and we've had Mabel King, who was the original Meanie Valine for The Wiz on stage, but also in the film. Also in the film. And then we've had all these soap stars, you know, Roberta Layton from Young and the Restless. And there's just so
sharing
many.
Sharing these memories.
But
and
it's
again,
cool.
You know, you have very, very beautiful voice and
thank
big
you.
Voice. Like I say,
thanks.
What wins voice or American Idol? That's the big, you know, great. You are laughing, torturing, but torture. Big, big, great sound. Not so many singers can sing this way, you know. And
thank you.
Did you
thanks.
Educate yourself? Did you have a coach? Did you do
well,
something special with your voice?
I did not. I did not do lessons or anything like that, but my mother, being a vocalist, always corrected me when I was singing improperly. She always did. And so she would always correct me, and if I wasn't standing up straight, she'd come back and kind of like pop me in the middle of my shoulder blades and say, stand up straight, or don't stick your chin out like that, and use that diaphragm, girl, you know.
And you are so
and
right.
And she was wonderful, you know. I mean, I had, it couldn't have been any better.
You know, my baby, Natasha, she also is a singer.
Right.
She's got a pretty big voice, and you're right, until 11 or 12, she was listening because I'm coaching a lot of students also for recordings, and she never wanted to really sing. I knew she had a beautiful voice.
Right.
And I was like, gosh, I'm just giving all my information to everybody, you know, and not my baby.
You
she
wanted
was
to give
next,
it to her.
Yeah, and she was next door, in door, sitting on the floor painting. She likes to paint. And in the age of 12, she came, knocked to my studio. I said, Mommy, I want to sing, you know.
Yay.
And what was the weirdest thing? She was harmonizing everything because the lead, the girls were singing lead vocals, and she just, till this day, she just harmonized so beautifully.
I love it.
But getting her out of being the second and singer,
it's
like
a
I called,
story,
you know,
right?
And go up front, that was pretty tough too.
That's cool.
But again, she's better than me. Her voice is so big, and just she's like,
well,
I think you've played me
some of her stuff before. Yeah. She's amazing.
She's a really good girl and studying USC right now. Proud
good
mama, a student,
Yay.
Really, really good. Then, you know, we all are really lucky. We have a beautiful children and they love music and music, like we say, is putting life and countries and people all around the world together. And again, Scott, I know you mentioned a moment ago how really important this is to travel and just bring the sound of your band everywhere when you can, and people just love it. Doesn't matter where you play. We'll be talking a little bit about Afghanistan. You mentioned you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I just was we do tours into the war zones. We took a 10-piece rock band and we went into Afghanistan and Iraq, and what we do is we go to the forward operating bases, the FOBs, where they don't have any entertainment, then it's not safe for the USO to go there.
Hmm.
So the military bands, we all go out there and take a little bit of home to the guys that are out in the field really doing the work, and it's an honor to do it. It's probably the most rewarding thing I've done in my career, but first time it was quite interesting playing a show with a sidearm on. Yeah,
don't say
so,
it.
Yeah, you've got a loaded weapon while you're playing.
Oh my god! No,
kind of areas,
no,
so
no.
It's quite interesting getting your flat gear on and getting in the back of vehicles and going from fob to fob. But well worth it.
Yeah, but that's all for brothers and sisters. You're playing for somebody who really need to get a little bit I don't know, entertainment out there, that's pretty scary when you say you've gone and you play and say, okay, can I finish this note?
Well, part of the joke was when we were out there, we would always say, well, at least they can't heckle us. We're armed. And then, of course, we realized the audience is armed, too.
Oh, that's beautiful. Scott, if I didn't ask a question that you think I'm supposed to, you can tell us something, maybe something that I missed. We had only 40 minutes. We still have 5 minutes to go. We have one more song that we're playing. But I don't know, maybe you want to say hi to somebody? Maybe you
want to say hi to my wife, and I hope she's doing well over there doing her job. And it's a non-musical job while she's there. So she's in charge of moving aircraft on the field and how long they can be on the ground and when they need to move. So she's doing an important job over there that's a non-musical one. So I've got to give her credit.
And how long she's there already?
She's been there for a month, and she'll be back hopefully sometime in October.
And this is her second time.
Her second time, yes, yes.
We love you.
I love you, Sissy, so much. I miss you.
And I know you will be back, and in October, if you have little time, and, you know, you'll be sleeping less, because I'm sure the time zone and everything is crazy, I would love to have you and your husband, and, of course, Crystal Lee back. And, oh, gosh, the story that you will tell, her wife, your wife will tell us, will be amazing, too. One more song, Poseidon. What can you tell us about this one?
I didn't know you were going to ask me that. This was recorded probably about 4 years ago. Okay. It was the first time that our band had done a recording. It's common for some of the active duty bands, but very uncommon for the Air National Guard bands to do that. And this was under the baton of Major Eric Patterson, which just became a lieutenant colonel. So I'm proud that he did that. And if you go online and you try to find the Air National Guard Band of the West Coast, sometimes it'll take you to the Air National Guard Band of the Southwest.
Yes, yeah, explain that. I got a little confused. One more time.
Yes. So
then we have WW Band of West Coast.
Air National Guard Band of the West Coast is who we are. We used to be the Air National Guard Band of the Southwest, and then they had to close down, and my former commander, Major Eric Patterson, now Lieutenant Colonel Patterson, went to Texas and took that name with him. So sometimes you will get
both.
California band, sometimes you'll get the Texas band until everything gets straightened out, which should be happening here pretty soon.
But the sound is amazing, and that's, for listeners, that's what we care about. Again, Scott, I will be playing right now the last song for today. Okay, and maybe we'll say bye-bye to the people, or maybe I will play something of mine too.
Yeah.
And our show. High energy music, why not? I can do it too. Okay, but right now, Olympus Poseidon, yes? hey, 50 minutes went so fast. I can say, of course, Scott, you played on the drums,
yes,
on this song. That's beautiful sound. It's just really big.
That beautiful snare drum, that was Scott.
Wow. Yeah. And today, again, we need to say bye-bye for today. We need to say bye first and foremost to Erin, because we miss her. And I don't even imagine to have a wife or husband just fighting for freedom so far away. And we have a week from now, big holiday, Memorial Day. And I'm just the proudest host of Accent on LA Talk Radio to have this beautiful family with me in the studio. Cristalie, if you would like to find out more about your music, where we can go and...
You can go to www.cristalie.com/vocalist.
Beautiful. And Scott, if we would love to find out more about Bend, then what is the website? Which one you want to pick? A few of them, yes.
That's the
the Bend of West Coast.
The Air National Guard Band of the West Coast.
One more time.
Air National Guard Band of the West Coast.
And to not confuse our listeners or people who will go to my Facebook, we have both. We can just go to Air National Guard Band and we can click on the picture and we can find out more. We can listen to the music and just listen to the history. It's just pretty, pretty amazing. 30-something years. Just great, great. I think it was 1945 that band started.
Yes.
Do you remember? Wow. Okay. Thank you so much again. And okay, maybe I'll play for a few minutes some crazy songs of Ilona. Eternal Kiss, Club Junkies, UK, and of course, fun, fun club music for a second.
Listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.